For Henry is ever complete without a musicale. And so now, Henry, we give you our musical birthday present. And this is a program, although I'm introducing it, and can you hear me out there?
Yeah.
Although I'm introducing it, it was arranged and compiled by Molly.
Oh,
but it, and if I don't make a complete introduction, Molly will add a few words to make sure that everybody gets introduced properly. Of course, the first one on the program, I'm best equipped to introduce because it's my son. He's still 13. Next month, he will have changed dates, changed ages. And he will start out with the prayer by one of Henry's favorite composers, Ernst Bloch, accompanied by our beloved and wonderful pianist, always willing to fill in Ethel Grossman.
Thank you.
ago, we were very happy to welcome into the San Diego musical community Dara Sosner. Since then, she's not only been part of the music committee at the center, but she's become the president of the University Auxiliary of the Women's Committee of the Symphony. She's recently become president of one of the music teacher vice president of the Piano Teachers Association, become active in all kinds of musical circles, and we're very pleased to always have her devoted help and her artistry. And now we're going to hear her do Chopin's A-flat Etude. Singers, Karen Hartman, soprano, Vincent Russo,
Lyric baritone,
thank you, and they will announce their own selections. I'm sorry, I can announce it. There will be the solo and duet from Pagliacci by Leon Cavallo, and both of them perform with the Pacific Lyric Theater. Many of us have already heard that group and heard these singers at the center. August 16th, Saturday evening, and August 17th, Sunday at 2:30, the Pacific Lyric Theater will be performing in Casa del Prado, and also they will be on next season's Jewish Community Center series on November 16th. So we hope you will hear them, and after you hear these two tonight, I think you'll want to hear them in the Pacific Lyric Theater. Karen and Vincent. I'm sorry, they will be accompanied evening by Janie Prim.
I know what I was going to say. For those of you who don't speak Italian here, you probably all speak Italian. Yeah. But for those of you who don't,
arrivederci.
Yeah, good. I'll explain to you. Ciao. I'm going to be singing Pagliacci, from Pagliacci, a duet. Vince and I are going to be singing a duet, and I'm going to be singing an aria. And the aria is about this young girl. The aria is not exactly about the young girl. I'll tell you about the young girl first. She's married to an elderly man, and who she's not in love with, and who can be very brutal to her. She's terribly afraid of him. And as some of you probably know, she dies at the end because he kills her out of jealousy. But she's in love with this young man, Silvio, who Vincent is playing, and he will come in to court her tonight, but she's terribly afraid. Now before that, I'll sing the aria called the Ballatella, which is Neda reminiscing about her mother and how her mother used to sing beautiful songs to her when she was a little girl and who knew all about the birds. And this is kind of a bird song where she's looking at the birds up in the sky and wishes that she could fly off with those birds and just sprout wings and go. And then again, she's terribly afraid of her husband, too, which comes out in the aria.
Thank you. rischiamo nulla. Cagno e pepe, dai unge alla taverna, alla taverna ho scorto. Ma prudente, per la magia me lo sta, qui ne venni. Tonio è scevolo!
Il capo è stato immersi! Mamma! Ora qui mi ne messi a te che io so, ma ci chiedendo ora di farlo a te!
Se tu guardasti
developed by the head of the music department in Columbia, and which she is helping pioneer here at San Diego State with great success. And so we're very proud of having Ethel with us, and very proud of all her wonderful achievements. And now Myla is going to play another piece that I know is one of Henry's favorites, The Hebrew Melody by Joseph Achron.
Thank you.
With opera companies throughout the United States, and she was also for a period with the Israel Opera Company. She was on a State Department grant touring throughout Europe, and we're delighted that she has settled in San Diego the last few years, and most recently she's going to be singing at a new restaurant downtown called
Verdi's.
Most appropriate because it is going to feature opera, and Suzanne and Marion Davison will be singing, and now Suzanne will introduce her own number.
This selection is in answer to a special request by Molly, and so we both offer it as a happy birthday prayer for our dear cantor. It's Iti Malebanon, from Solomon's Song of Songs in Hebrew, by Nira Chen, who is one of the most exciting new Israeli composers to come along in some years. He does an awful lot of art song and chamber music work.
Thank you.
our Australian-born mezzo, do I have that right? Marion Davidson, who in San Diego, among other things, has been singing at Tiferet Israel. And she, too, will be singing at Verdi's restaurant. And accompanying her, and the one who accompanied Suzanne before, is our beloved Rosalie Rawboy, who we know not only as a pianist, but as a harpist, and as somebody whose friendship with Henry's dates back to Cleveland when she was the accompanist of his choir there. We won't say how many years ago. Over from here.
I decided, since it's such a happy occasion tonight, to sing an aria that's a happy aria. And Canta Henry has heard it quite a few times, I think, but I hope he's going to enjoy it tonight. It's a page of song, of course, the four mezzos and contraltos are limited to pants rolls. So tonight I've chosen to sing for you the page's song from Jacob Meyerbeer's opera Les Huguenots. Very simple song, there's really nothing too much of meaning in the words. Young page Urban has been sent to the gentlemen who are having a great banquet at the castle with a message from the queen, and he wishes them well and says that he has a message for one of these lucky men for us.
Thank you.
particular scene from Norma is as follows. Shortly before this, Norma has discovered that the father of her children is in love with her best friend, Adalgisa. Now, Norma, at the particular point at which the duet occurs, is torn between wanting to murder her children and sacrifice herself to the gods in atonement for betraying her vows and loving a Roman, or sacrificing her children, giving them to her best friend along with the children's father. So I come upon the children at night. I have a dagger in my hand, and I'm trying to reach a decision about this. I look at their eyes and I say, if ever there was a sin that I committed on this earth, there in the gentle eyes of these children before heaven and God, it's forgiven, and I cannot strike them. And then Adalgisa comes on and says, Mira, Norma. Hear me, Norma. It is I who will make the sacrifice. I will take the children, if you wish, but I have a better idea. I will give back their father and your lover, and I shall remain a priestess forever. I can no longer love this man. I will go to him and tell him it's all over between us, and we are friends forever. And that's basically what happens in this duet, give or take a little.
Oh, Thank you.
famous singer Myla Sonderling, daughter of Shirley and Sam Lichtman, who will sing for us, accompanying herself on her guitar. This coming season on Broadway, Laugh a Little, Cry a Little will open with Zero Mostel in the lead and Myla Sonderling as one of the important parts. We're very happy to have Myla with us.
And it says, the wall, moss and grapes, the wall, lead and blood,
There are men with hearts of stone. There are stones with a human heart. A young girl stood against the wall. She reclined and kissed its stones and said, "The chauffeur sounds are strong, but the silence is stronger. Here is Zion the Holy." And her eyes said, "But what was the but what was the pay?" In the twilight of dusk, a crown of light shone upon her forehead. Amdana ara mul hakotel, svatayim kirba lesanger, amalitikot hashofar hazakoten.
To help you celebrate. And I brought along some friends from Birthday Land. First, here's Gabriel and his horn. Oh, I guess you just didn't practice enough today. Well, never mind. Here is Piccolo Pete. Practice with Gabriel. Squeaky, suppose you sing.
from the JCC Chamber Orchestra, which performed at their two recent concerts, with the exception of Myla Wingard, who is substituting for Lee Amos, and she just learned the part this week. Melba Wallach is the principal second violinist. Bill Lipnick is the principal cellist, and Dan Copenhaver was the recent soloist with the group. Now, Bill is going to tell you a little bit about this particular work written by Prokofiev, this overture on Hebrew themes. Oh, I'm sorry. And Marie Brolard, the clarinetist.
In 1918, when Cantor Goldberg was only about 25 years old, Sergei Prokofiev turned up in New York City. This was a time of great conflict going on in Europe, and he was approached by Simeon Bellison, the world-famous clarinetist who had a group at that time called the Jewish Chamber Ensemble. And he told Prokofiev that they had a collection of Jewish folk songs that he wondered if Prokofiev could use this material as a basis of some kind of work. And Prokofiev agreed, and as a result, we have this work, the Overture on Hebrew Themes, for clarinet, string quartet, and piano.
Thank you. Thank you. Dionysus Fest. Amen.